to make Adam. That is the purpose of us, because we are here. Therefore, I said us because them are animals. That division. We are different. We have a different experience in this universe. And we have to understand non-existence. Why? Because the only thing we could do... do you remember about this stuff of ordering someone? If you want to order someone to do something, how much the chance is that someone cannot do that stuff you ordered? 50-50, right? Or whatever. But if you ask someone not to bring something to you, then how much the chance is that they cannot not bring it to you? Not doing is what we are talking about. Not being at the center is what we are talking about. And all of that is by understanding non-existence. Because my animal cannot like my non-existence. My animal is my existence. My intelligence will understand my non-existence at the center of the matter. Not to be selfish, not to be egocentric.
Let's put aside the narcissism.
That's what it is. Because we could go there. We are living in the universe of imagination. And over there, giving up my ego is not that difficult. Because it has no function over there. My ego has a function here because I put this in my mouth.
Right? And my daughter doesn't agree with this. Right?
This is existence, right? I do this. I have to. You see that in meditation they tell you, okay, fast. To understand not eating, not drinking. Because you have to understand non-existence, because hab is there. Non-existence. Rumi will say it several times, exactly like this. That he will say, listen, the producer is in non-existence, and you are silly to look in existence. Like that. Here, he emphasized that, and I wanted to use this special hours to explain it to you. You have to understand non-existence and do not mix it with death. Non-existence is when I realize the expansion of my existence. My existence is not only my flesh and bone here, is it? If I was a tiger, a dog, a horse, a fly, yes. But now what is my existence? My existence expands in mental relationship I create here with human beings. That's the difference of me and Robinson Crusoe in that island. You remember Robinson Crusoe was so happy when he found a dummy, because the guy couldn't understand anything. But suddenly it was paradise, because loneliness is not a state of being. It's a state of feeling. Do you remember? Last time I told you, there is this nice saying from one of these big special guys, one sheikh. Somebody will arrive and will say, sheikh is sitting down, meditating. He will arrive and say, oh, ya sheikh, I found you alone and lonely. I said, I became lonely when you arrived. That's how we understand it. Because, yes, he became lonely because it was him and an animal. Before him, that sheikh was connecting to all other sheikh because he was in that spiritual existence. That spiritual existence is not somewhere lost, go and find it. That spiritual arena is here, now. But you don't get it, you don't touch it. Why? Because it needs you being in that dimension. In that dimension, this existence is not important. Needs of this existence is not important. Because this bodily, physical existence is the carrier. It's the, whatever you may call it, it's the form. The essence is not this. The essence of humanity, or the best explanation I believe, somewhere else you will find it, Rumi would say, when God wants to punish this guy, who is living in paradise, will give him some bad thought. The guy is miserable. When he wants to give a gift to someone who is living in hell, will give him good imaginations. And that guy is happy because our happiness is in that part of us. We are not happy if they will give us a lot of food. Are we? Some of you think yes, especially in North America. Let me go back to that example. What is your favorite food?
Papaya.
Imagine someone invites him in a good little small cozy party and they are having the dinner and suddenly the guy will say, oh, I have a special treat for you. Come outside. He will go outside and the swimming pool is full of papaya. The guy will never touch. Too much is not good. More is not better. That's another way. This is humanity. Becoming humanity, in your imagination, you have to give up. Lose. I didn't say gain some qualities to be qualified. I say lose your egocentrism. Because losing is easier. Gaining, you say, oh, how could I gain it? I cannot. And we started this losing stuff. Remember when it was? You give me a good example of this. All what I explained in this couple of minutes about losing, and losing is not that difficult. Gaining is difficult. And gaining will not be good. We talked about it. Please tell me when.
Well, there was a story that had said, if you don't know what to do, do different than what the animal wants to do.
Do you think that you helped this 6-year-old boy or confused him?
This
probably was. Somebody help.
Would it be the story of the harper when he was losing off his talents and losing his...
In the meaning of all the stories, you will find it, you are not that far, but no.
Lose the dirt on the mirror.
Painting and the polishing, remember? That's it. He said, here it is, here all the painting means adding colors. And he said the king gave them all the colors. The others, what did they do? Polish. Polish means what? Losing something. Losing the face. That's polishing. And he will repeat, polish, give up. Because you are carrying this stuff that animal carried. And you don't need it anymore. Because you don't depend on that anymore. That over. Look around you. You are killing everyone. All the animals are running away from you. I didn't say this because of environmental stuff. Rumi, look around you. Everybody is running away from you. 500 years ago.
Yeah.
We'll see that. Anyhow, let's come back to the subject. Non-existence. That's the trick. That's what I emphasize. I come back to it because one day I hope somebody it clicks. Yes, non-existence is not negative. Non-existence is not dying. Non-existence is not becoming poor, miserable. These are nice stuff. We were talking about, we started this book with what? Do you remember? There was one question put to Rumi, and Rumi never stopped answering it. What is the question? Zainab. Where is it? This is the most important stuff I want to talk about, this nonsense that I'm building up. If it is important, it should be right at the beginning, always. And you promise you will go and read that beginning a couple of hundred times.
Talking about the beginning of the second book?
No.
First, go back. Right at the beginning. Not even the book one. Not even the first story, not even the first paragraph, first verse. Listen, our friends. This is what is our hall, and I repeated it to you twice in my class about the hall, and I made sure that you understand the word hall with all that means. Hall. They went to him and say, you are happy in English. It will be, you are khoshhal. Your heart is good. We want to have that. He said, sit down and listen. This is how the book starts. All the book is the technique, a master who was transformed. His believers will see this transformation. What do they see? To know that, if not, Masnavi doesn't make sense. They saw, they were used to have a teacher who was bitter, damn serious, with extreme self-confidence, with a very high position in the government, and carrying a big turbine or something like that. That's what Rumi was, an arrogant, very knowledgeable, clever person. That's what knowledge is for him. That's why he knows what's the key of happiness, because he was the most knowledgeable, he was the religious leader, he was a guy that when he wished to go somewhere, the governor will come early in the morning to open the door of his limousine. In that time, he's holding the record for the guy to mount. He was a holy person, but a bitter one. He didn't know he's bitter. He thought he's a great man because he was a famous teacher. Everybody knew him. When he was in mood, he would give lectures. A little bit here. Then lecture will come down, a horse, a couple of people helping him mount. He's riding the horse and all these murids are following him. This is the moment he's crossing the bazaar. Then no one going, probably in blue jean, not very rich, not very beautiful, not very tall, not very anything. We stop and say, hey, you. And they will talk. Nobody knows. Later they will build up something. He will